T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So who's, I don't understand, who's in charge of shipping?
Brittany, but she has so much on her plate that she can't really be in charge of shipping. Like, this girl Kelsey is sort of supposed to be, and Matt was hired to be in charge of shipping, but...
I don't think Brittany wants anybody even under her or below her, because she doesn't.
Well, she has a hard time...
And she doesn't help anybody.
Delegating responsibility, which I understand. So, I know that you always joke about going in, you know, and to see what's going on. Maybe you really should go in. Go in there and be the Jay that I know you are.
I'm not sure what that
biggest
means.
On the planet.
I don't feel like that's a compliment.
Jay.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
Congratulations to Shimon from Albany Park. He was the sixth caller to the sports contest. Line at 312-591-6700. Qualifying for a spot in the final event for Cubs season tickets on April 4th at a 1-2 Prue, presented by Sweetwater Tavern and Grill, newly remodeled and reopened on the Mag Mile. And this transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration, restoring your home to pre-disaster condition.
We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Oh, that's the most important part. I want to thank Dustin for all of his contribution. Thanks to Kevbo for all that you do. Thank you, Ray. Bless you, Ray. And Adam, thank you for getting up with us and coming
Thanks, Adam.
And working hard. You know, very kind.
I'm sure nobody ever heard of him.
And now we welcome in Dan and Connor. Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good morning, happening? Fellas.
All right. Oh, are you kidding?
Good it's weekend.
Fantastic. I love the Mike DeCourcy stuff, and I love the way DeCourcy's like, look, it comes out, I sit down, and I write, and these are my thoughts, and I don't care what anybody else thinks.
Everybody thought it was like a great, they did a great job, and everything was like, and he was just so mad about the one end of the bracket.
But you know what? He made me think about it.
Yeah, he did.
The geographical stuff, it's not like we're getting
nonsense.
In Conestoga wagons. These aren't train trips.
It's absurd that they use that as the primary reason to explain it, because that's what happened. I mean, I don't know that he would have been that obvious about it had they not been so obvious themselves and explained, well, they went out east because had they gone to Kansas City, there was a 120-mile difference.
Yeah.
Well, really?
I was thinking about that a little bit.
The idea of Kansas going to Kansas City, first of all, I don't think they're going to win two games. But if they did,
what if they do?
Then they're at home, and they so don't deserve that.
Yeah, the home
trip.
It's
weird that they would put them into
They've done nothing to earn that.
Yeah. No.
I was thinking about what his point with the 100 what is it, 120 miles and $100. You know, that's the number, that's the flight for 120 miles, you get an extra $100 thrown on your airfare. I get on one level I understand that you'd want to make it as appealing as possible to your fans to go make that trip, go down for a game, all that kind of stuff. But when you think about the way the tournament sets up anyway, those that can't afford the exorbitant prices of airfare and multiple games and hotel stays and the tickets to begin with, those are the ones going. You're
Look,
not looping
have
in.
Have you ever tried to get a hotel in D.C.?
It's not happening. You're
oh
not looping
goodness,
in.
Oh, my goodness. You're paying through the nose anyway.
Yeah,
it's not a thing. It's just not a thing.
When we're sitting there at McGee's on Thursday enjoying our Dos Equis and looking at all these televisions, how many of these buildings are full anyway? For these rounds, I mean, there's so many.
Yeah. Not because the teams that play later don't go to the day games,
well,
and not vice versa.
Technically, it's all empty.
Technically, the idea is for a college kid to be able to go to the game, and you know that's what they're talking about when they're saying saving the extra $100. They're talking about the fans of the team or the students at the school going there.
They're not flying anyway, though. They're piling into a van with seven other
that's
friends.
That's what you do. You get
and the one
car,
guy you actually made friends with who has the car. Nobody really likes
and
him.
And you know what, though?
But he has the he's driving.
I don't totally
know exactly who you're talking about.
All this stuff about what the fans want. You know what the fans want? The fans want a team that goes to the Final Four.
That's right.
That's what fans want more than anything.
Draw they can get.
And then you put your money together and go to the Final Four.
Where that's road trip.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah. Is it Minneapolis?
Yeah. I mean, we did that.
Bundle up.
I mean, the whole college thing. I mean, it was we always had to decide. I was lucky enough to be in college, have four Final Four teams, and it was always budgeting. Like, do we go to this round? If it's Greensboro, do we go to this round? And tickets get expensive, and it was a thing. And I'll never
how much was paid for you to go to Duke?
How much is
College scandal.
Oh, back then, yeah. It was what?
No, I was going college scandal.
Right, no, that's how
do you think, dad had to build a building.
How do you think they got me on the rugby team?
I was wondering.
You photoshopped a picture in, right? You're right.
Four-year letter winner.
No, but it was always, you can't go to every game, and some of those games just suck. And you get all excited, let's go to the conference tournament. So we drive to Charlotte, and we're sitting there.
That's at least reasonable.
We're like, this sucks. So we sold. Yeah, but we bought our tickets, and it's like we're watching the first. We're going to go to every game of the conference tournament. It's like NC State and Wake or something like that. There's nobody in the building. And like, we can get out of here. Should we go to Key West early and see if we can get there? Yeah, okay, bye. We just left, sold our tickets. You always think it's going to be fun, and it's not fun. These basketball things.
Well, some of them are really fun. I had a great time last year. I went to San Antonio.
That was a big deal. That was
you knew going into that that was a once in a lifetime opportunity for you.
Connor,
but Molly was at San Antonio, but Dallas and Atlanta before those were weekends where you saw Loyola fans having the time of their lives.
Once in a lifetime.
It was viewed by them as once in a lifetime.
I would say the most fun I ever had, for me, peak NCAA tournament excitement was senior year of high school at the Rosemont Horizon. There was a sub-regional at the Rosemont Horizon, and we bought tickets, and six of us just went to every single game, and
we saw
spectacular basketball. That was the DePaul St. John's game, Dallas Comegys and Rod Strickland against Mark Jackson.
Oh, wow.
And that was the game, remember, where Comegys misses the free throw on purpose and then gets it and they make the shot. I mean, it was LSU teams and the first experience with a Southern marching band. And then I walk outside and snow is falling, and there is the entire LSU cheerleading squad who was standing out there in uniform who had never seen snow before. Oh my gosh, well, look at this. And it was remarkable, some of this stuff.
Mike the Tiger make the trip?
No.
So that would be something. Mike the Tiger loose in Rosemont?
That would be very dangerous. I remember I had a great time. I'm sitting at home getting ready for Illinois against Arizona. It was an NCAA game at the Rosemont, and I get a phone call from work. It's my boss who's like, hey, you know, how far are you from the Rosemont? I'm like, oh, not. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting ready for the game. He's like, go to it. Someone got sick. So I literally was watching the warm up, and then I'm sitting courtside watching the game, and it was just
the big comeback.
It was so much fun because all I was going to do was sit at home and watch it anyway, so I may as well write a story.
See, and that was 2005, and that was the year Illinois ended up going to St. Louis for the Final Four, and I bet you, and that was a great trip for a lot of Illinois fans.
Oh yes,
that was perfect location.
Absolutely.
So I don't know. Fans want their teams to win. I mean, the Corsi was strong, and what I liked most about what he had to say was that he didn't care what anyone else was saying.
Yeah,
he took his cab to his hotel.
Right.
He sat down at his computer. We've all been there. And 5 hours later, he had on the screen what he wanted to say. He didn't pay attention to anyone else's opinion. It didn't influence him. He just ranted.
It was a good reminder of how everybody nationally, the bracket buster, the bracket heads, everybody who's on board with this whole tournament has really kind of changed the expectations, I think, of it. Just we're ready to just kind of accept how the bracket is made now. We've had enough of our local reporters, whether here or elsewhere.
Oh, embedded.
They've all sat down on the mock bracket selection thing, which I don't think that's a bad thing.
Strangely enough, the Peoria Journal Star was not allowed to.
You're not allowed to do that because you're not promoting the brand. But you know what I'm saying? Like they've opened it up just enough to make us all feel like they're doing the best they can.
Yeah.
It's just we're trying so hard. There's 68 teams. You have so many. We don't even know where Gardner Webb is.
Administrators on that committee.
Yeah.
Guys that we know.
That are
respected in the business.
But I think we're just ready to take. I think whether it's because of the saturation of coverage of this tournament over the last 20, 25 years, it's just we're all so ready to accept the bracket as it is. I think, too, they know it. We're just all ready to fill the damn thing out.
Well, yeah, because everybody's really Joe Lunardi. Everybody's Jerry Palm. Everybody wants to be that guy that understands bracketology like they remember their high school English.
Yep.
You know, they mastered the course.
We're not really concerned with Michigan State getting a rough ride and being in Duke's region. We just want to fill out the lines and have Duke winning the thing anyway. We want to win the office pool. We want to beat Sharon, who hasn't watched basketball at all and votes on mascots because she wins every damn year. That's really all this is. That's what the piece of paper is in your hand. And it's great. But I think we kind of accept it.
The entire thing is this 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. It's not really the basketball as much as it is this.
Yours is blank, Dan.
It always is. Yeah. I have a foolproof system.
What do you do?
After the final occurs, you write in the winner.
So you wait and you fill it out after the tournament.
I wait.
That's awesome.
I wait until the
and then you wave it as if you won.
The most deliberation he's ever done about the bracket.
My foolproof, rock solid, ironclad system is wait until the buzzer sounds and write in the winner.
Yeah, I've got
that's absolutely no fun.
I've already
yeah, that's the most deliberation he's ever done. The bracket is sitting down and thinking, how can I quickly take all the fun out of it?
This is the fun part. The fun part is at 6:07 this morning, saying to Mully, "So who's in your bracket?" Him figuring it out as he went along because he just sort of by the gut. We went through it.
Yeah,
picked his final four. He's going to change it 6 times before Wednesday.
Oh my God,
that's the best part.
I've gone back
and forth 3 times already.
Yeah, I usually say don't fight the hand. It's like a Ouija board.
No,
sort of put the pen down and let
do
it.
Do you toss
it,
the old ones or do you keep them? Like,
I keep them all.
Scratch outs?
I keep them all. Okay. I'm like, print me up another one of those. And then I said, you know what? Make it 2 because I know I'm going to. I couldn't even read what was on mine. I have arrows and I've got names crossed.
I did mine last night.
Bet you had Duke in the final. Bet you had Duke in the final.
I didn't in my first one.
What?
I didn't, and now I'm going to. I picked Duke when I had to make a pick for the champion, and then when I did my bracket, I had Michigan State beating them, and then I realized that that was a bad idea given the number of pros on Duke.
You mean you took Michigan State over Bradley?
It's also important.
Oh, my God.
It's important to remind yourself that Duke's allowed to lose.
Yeah, well, I mean, the way they would lose is fairly obvious to everyone.
Yeah,
which is that they would not shoot particularly well. They don't have great outside shooting, and they are a very young team.
Or Zion has a bad game, and Mike Krzyzewski has to coach.
That's all it is.
Zion has a bad shoe.
Zion blows out a shoe, and the whole dream is over.
Seriously, he rolls an ankle.
Yeah.
Now he's forced to coach a game.
Yeah. That's just being mean.
But no, it's true, though. The guy's lost tournament games because then he goes into the opposing locker room to talk to them.
I like NBA players in the NCAA tournament. I like to watch guys that I think have a future, and I like to remember that when I watch them play as the year goes on. I do enjoy that. So
give me Murray State in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I really want to watch Murray State because I'm very curious to see how well this kid can play and how good he is. I've seen him before, but I want to see him against Marquette, against a talented guard.
That's why we're having Sam Vecenie on today from The Athletic, who is really good in this sort of in-between stuff. He covers college. He covers NBA. He's going to give us that list of the players to watch in the tournament game. You might want to say, hey, keep an eye on this guy for scouting purposes. Because that's, you know, I don't have a rooting interest in college basketball. So I do like to look at who are the best players. Who are we going to be watching after this?
What else you have?
Eric Edholm is going to join us at 11:40. We're going to do the Midday Midway, and we're going to qualify another potential winner of Cubs season tickets. And we have four sets of tickets for the Cubs season preview party. So lots of stuff.
Have a great show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.